Friday, June 10th, 2022, we have one of the linchpin tests today. Linchpin test number two. It's three rounds for time, five ring muscle-ups, 10 squat cleans, and 20 box jumps. The barbell weight is 135 for men, 95 for women. The box jump height, 24 inches for men, 20 for women. On the box jumps, you can rebound, you can jump up and step down. That's actually what I prefer doing. It's your call. Last time we did this was December 20th, 2019. If you want to go back into the BTWB app and check how it went for you. We also have it as a two-person team version today. It's still three rounds for time. It looks the exact same, but for the two-person team, both people are working at the same time. And it says ring muscle-ups and box jumps are synchronized at the top of the movement. The cleans are synchronized at the bottom of the lift. So that should be a good time. So for this workout, it's deceptive, I think anyway, right? The rep scheme looks okay. I mean, anyone who's done squat cleans knows that there's a bit of a storm coming. But everything's somewhat reasonable, but all the movements compound and interfere with one another to make it quite challenging, both from a muscular standpoint and from a lungs engine sort of a standpoint. I would think that if you can do those 10 squat cleans as nice paced singles, there's no need to do them unbroken. If you can do 10 squat cleans unbroken, touch and go, I would say you're comfortable with the loading. But if you could even do that 10 at a nice, somewhat steady pace as singles, then you're probably also in a good position to contemplate doing the workout prescribed as well. But if not, by all means, scale it. By all means. Let's see. I lost my vision for a second here. We've got videos showing the kipping ring muscle-up, the squat clean, and I've got the wrong video here. I put in a video of a burpee. Nobody wants to do a burpee. That should be a video of a box jump. People would be furious. We've got super fitness robot time for this, 8 minutes and 30 seconds or less, and the more likely time, anywhere in the neighborhood of about 14 minutes. The wild card option is very similar. It's still three rounds for time. It's five ring muscle-ups or low ring muscle-ups per round. We've got 10 squat cleans, but the loading has been dropped to 115 for men, 75 pounds for women, and the 20 box jumps remain at the same height. There's also a two-person team version of this. So with the option to do low ring muscle-ups and the lowered barbell weight, this is probably going to be a great option for a lot of people. We've got a video showing the lowering muscle-up. The scaled option today, three rounds for time, five low ring muscle-ups, use as much leg as you have to. You can still make it challenging in the upper body, but use as much leg as you have to. 10 squat cleans at 95 pounds or 65 pounds for women, and then 20 box step-ups or jumps, 20 inches for men, and 12 inches for women. Also with a two-person team version. We've got a video showing the box step-up. And then I also wrote, if you're just not there yet and the squat clean is too challenging, then what you can do each time, instead of 10 squat cleans, power clean the barbell, then do a front squat. Power clean the barbell, then do a front squat. And you can make your way through the 10 repetitions like that. It'd be a fantastic way to do it. Limited equipment option. Got the dumbbells. You know we're going to do dumbbell squat cleans. You know that. It's great. They don't have a box. We're going to do tuck jumps. Three rounds for time. Five lowering muscle-ups using as little leg as possible. 13 dumbbell squat cleans with a fantastic pair of 50s for the men or 35s for the women. And then 20 tuck jumps. We've also got a two-person team version there and a video showing the dumbbell squat clean. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot time is 9 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time could be upwards of 15 minutes. And for the no equipment workout today, four rounds for time of a 400 meter run, 30 meters of walking lunges, and 20 push-ups, regular push-ups, or hand release push-ups, your call. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, 50 to 100 medicine ball cleans with a 20 pound ball for men, 14 pounder for women. We've got a video showing that. And then 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell or a very light load. It's all laid out for you. There's a video there. And that is the path forward with improving the barbell snatch. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the calves and foam rolling stretch, the glute stretch, and foam roller for the back and lats. All of those are accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed Linchpin Test 2. I like this one. I'm not saying that I'm good at it. It's quite challenging, but in an odd way, I like this one. So I hope you do as well, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. We are going heavy.